In Happier Hour, how to beat distraction, expand your time, and focus on what matters most. Acclaimed professor and behavioral scientist Cassie Holmes wields her expertise to confront one of modern life's most pervasive challenges, the feeling of never having enough time. With a compelling fusion of rigorous research and relatable anecdotes, Holmes embarks on a transformative journey that redefines our relationship with time, urging us to step away from the incessant distractions and pressures of the digital age. Her revelation-infused narrative not only enlightens readers on how to meaningfully expand their perception of time, but also equips them with actionable strategies to prioritize their well-being and happiness. Harnessing Holmes's insights, Happier Hour is an invitation to reshape our harried lives, beckoning readers to savor more fulfilling moments in a world that often feels like it's spinning too fast. Author Cassie Holmes. Dr. Cassie Holmes is a distinguished psychologist and professor at the UCLA Anderson School of Management, specializing in the fields of happiness and time perception. With a PhD in organizational behavior from Stanford University, Holmes is widely recognized for her expertise in how people can lead happier and more fulfilling lives. Her research on the subjective experience of time and how it influences well-being has earned her numerous academic awards, making her an authoritative voice in the realm of behavioral science. An acclaimed speaker and consultant, Dr. Holmes' insights into time management and happiness are not only grounded in rigorous research, but also made accessible to a broad audience through her book, Happier Hour, which embodies her commitment to helping individuals enhance their quality of life by making the most of their time. Happier Hour free PDF download. Overview Chapter 1. Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book Happier Hour by Cassie Holmes. Imagine you're sitting on the porch after a long workweek with your favorite beverage in hand. The sun edges towards the horizon, painting the sky in strokes of orange and purple. A gentle breeze flutters around, carrying with it the promise of a peaceful evening. You sigh, a mix of contentment and an inexorable pang of regret, the nagging sense that despite the seemingly endless grind of to-do lists and deadlines, the moments that make life joyful are slipping through your fingers like grains of sand in an hourglass. This is the sentiment that Cassie Holmes expertly taps into in Happier Hour, a revelatory exploration of how we perceive and manage our most precious commodity, time. The book illuminates a truth many of us sense but struggle to grasp, that amidst the hustle of modern life, finding happiness is intimately tied to how we choose to spend our hours and minutes. Holmes, a renowned psychology professor at UCLA with a PhD from Stanford, takes us on a journey through the intricacies of time and satisfaction. Drawing from a rich well of research, she presents the case that our happiness is not just a product of what we do, but when and how we do it. The book brims with insightful anecdotes, scientific studies, and personal reflections, all converging on one central premise. By making subtle yet impactful changes to our daily schedules, we can enhance our well-being and live fuller lives. Take, for instance, the story of Emily, a high-flying lawyer with a schedule packed tighter than a rush hour subway car. On paper, Emily had it all: a successful career, financial security, and a loving family. Yet, every night, she'd collapse into bed with a sigh, feeling as though she'd lost another day to the ether. It wasn't until Emily discovered the research Holmes describes in Happier Hour that she began to reassess the structure of her days. By making small shifts like designating uninterrupted time for her most cherished activities and carving out regular slots for family dinners, she found the contentment that had eluded her for so long. Holmes beckons us to consider how we might, like Emily, tweak our routines for a greater sense of control and satisfaction. She introduces us to principles like time affluence, the liberating feeling of having the luxury to spend time as one chooses, and time poverty, the daunting sense of never having enough minutes in the day. With this vocabulary, we can begin to articulate our own relationships with time and take actionable steps toward improvement. What's more, Happier Hour proffers a treasure trove of research-backed strategies, from prioritizing experiences that are likely to bring lasting joy to recognizing the value in anticipation and savoring. It's not just about managing time. It's about enriching the tapestry of our lives with moments that resonate with happiness. And so, as you sit on that porch, the quiet of the evening settling around you, consider that this book is not merely a guide. It's a call to adventure in the world of time management, where the treasure isn't gold or jewels, but something far more elusive and valuable. Sustained, profound happiness. Cassie Holmes has extended an invitation to recalibrate our lives with purpose and joy. Will you accept? In the ensuing sections, we will explore the three most significant concepts presented in this book. 1. Time affluence, or the feeling of having enough time to engage in meaningful activities, is essential for happiness, and managing your time wisely can lead to greater satisfaction in life. 2. Being intentional with how we spend our hours by focusing on quality over quantity, building connections with others, and savoring experiences can significantly enhance our overall well-being. 3. Regularly reflecting on our time use, setting priorities based on our values, and making small adjustments to our daily routines can create a more fulfilling and joyful life. In Cassie Holmes' insightful work, Happier Hour, she introduces a concept that challenges the traditional quest for happiness through material wealth, time affluence. This idea steers us away from quantitative riches to a more qualitative measure of a well-lived life. The core of time affluence lies not in amassing hours, but in the perception of possessing sufficient time to engage in endeavors that resonate with one's values and bring intrinsic joy. It's the luxury of feeling unharassed by the ticking clock, the freedom to immerse oneself in passions and hobbies, and the capability to be present in the moments that matter most. Consider the life of Elizabeth, a dedicated teacher, whose story brings to life the essence of time affluence. Elizabeth's weekdays were a whirlwind of activity, and the pressure to cover the curriculum and grade a continual stream of assignments felt relentless. Yet, whenever she found time to design innovative lessons that truly engaged her students, or when she could delve into her love for painting tranquil landscapes, Elizabeth felt a profound sense of fulfillment. It was in these moments that Elizabeth wasn't merely existing but thriving. Her experiences serve as a testament to how fostering time affluence can enrich one's life immeasurably more than financial gains ever could. Let's delve further into a compelling narrative illustrating this concept. Michael, a high-powered corporate lawyer, had become the embodiment of financial success. He inhabited a world where long hours were a badge of honor and his substantial income was a measure of his worth. He pocketed a handsome salary but paid a steep price in personal time, leading a life besieged by deadlines and stress. Michael rarely made it home in time for dinner with his family and often missed his children's bedtime stories. His cherished guitar gathered dust in the corner of his almost forgotten personal study. One turning point arrived on a brisk autumn evening, as Michael sat alone in his office, the glow of city lights failing to warm the cold realization that his life was passing him by. The eureka moment came when Michael dared to contemplate the unthinkable. What if he could reclaim his time without sacrificing his career? The pursuit of happiness through time affluence began with a deep introspection of his values and a restructuring of his life to align with those principles. Michael took a courageous step toward change by negotiating a more flexible work arrangement, carefully choosing to delegate tasks that did not require his expert attention, and sometimes saying no to demands that infringed upon his personal time. It was a gradual process, filled with apprehension, but also with small triumphs along the way. Slowly, his evenings were no longer characterized by the relentless whir of his laptop, but by the chords of his guitar strings and laughter shared with loved ones around the dinner table. Michael unearthed the simple yet profound truth. Real wealth was found in moments spent, not money earned. The changes in Michael's life underscore the main assertion of Holmes' Happier Hour, that it is essential to intentionally allocate our finite resource of time to pursuits that invigorate our spirits and cultivate our connections with others. Michael's newfound time affluence did more than just balance his life. It brought a sense of agency, control, and ultimately, a deeper happiness than his paycheck could ever reflect. By embracing time affluence, we too can anchor our happiness not in the pursuit of the next dollar, but in the rich experiences that give color and meaning to our lives. Holmes' work is a clarion call to re-examine our priorities and to consider measuring our wealth not by the minutes we work, but by the moments we savor.